This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Jesse Wright. We're talking about Stay MWV. They have their student debt relief application period just opening up right now. And you can find more information or apply online by going to staymwv.com. That's staymwv.com. Jesse, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Very exciting. This is the fourth year that you as a group have been doing this, and it's actually given out a ton of money thus far. In fact, the past 2 years, tens of thousands of dollars have been given away through the Student Debt Relief Program, all to help young adults, young professionals stay here in the Valley.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been really, really amazing for our group to watch the outpouring of support from our community and to work really hard towards these debts, towards debt relief programs here.
So the idea is, you know, everybody is basically being buried in college debt, and this really helps with relieving that sort of problem here in the Mount Washington Valley. And that helps a lot also with the cost of living in New England, which happens to be one of the highest in the country. So getting rid of that debt can do a lot to help young professionals stay in the Valley.
Yeah, what we were seeing a lot of times was that particularly here in rural parts of New Hampshire, it was harder and harder to get young professionals to settle down here in their kind of young careers. So everybody talks about this silver tsunami that's coming towards the Mount Washington Valley, and well, it's already here, really. But the struggle for our region to attract and retain young folks, people are working in Portsmouth or Portland or Boston for a few years, kind of making a little bit more income and then coming here when they're ready to kind of settle down and have kids and maybe return to these valley roots that they originally had. So what could we do as a group that to find something really tangible to address this kind of wage gap that we have up here? And one of the ways we thought was to address student debt, much the same way that high school students have scholarships when they're heading into college. How can we support college graduates as they come back into the valley?
And you can find more information or apply for this student debt relief by going to staymwv.com. That's staymwv.com. They're accepting applications now, and they're going to be doing a flatbread fundraiser later in May. That's going to be on the 7th. But thus far, it's looking like you're going to be giving out around $10,000 this year. That's the guesstimate.
Absolutely. The leadership MWV class has been working hard alongside of our Stay MWV board to fundraise throughout the year. And then we have some amazing partners, the Mountain Garden Club, the Kiwanis of the Mount Washington Valley, the North Conway Rotary, and two of our local colleges here have shown tremendous support for this idea over the past several years and earmarked some of their scholarship dollars to go to our student loan assistance program.
And that's something that's really important. With a number of those partners, there are also a bunch of them looking to help out specific causes, and you can find those on the website, staymwv.com. I know the garden club's looking to help out agricultural or environmental education back to people. So there's different causes for those different groups, and that's something to look up. And then Stay MWV is just looking to help young professionals. So you're giving away as a group up to $3,000 by yourselves.
Yeah, the idea was we would love to cover 1 year of someone's student loan. So imagine what a teacher or a kind of industry professional or hospitality worker or any young person could do here to give back to our community. If they had the relief of having 1 year of their student loans gone, they could quit their second job, you know, kind of working on the weekends, or transition some of their time working to coach soccer or buy furniture, put a down payment on a house, reinvest in their lives in putting their roots down here in our community. So $3,000 is one of our targets that we can really hit that 1 year period for somebody's life and make the biggest impact.
So it's Stay MWV and their student debt relief. It is the application period as of now, and that means you can apply to help your student loan payments. And this is the fourth year that they've been doing it. They've given out tens of thousands of dollars already, and they're looking to give out more. and they may be giving that out to you, depending on if you're selected by one of these groups or Stay MWV. Now, you can also give donations to help out if you're interested as a local business and you want to help students who may have a profession background or an education background that you're looking to help out. You can give extra donations or help with this whole grants process. Again, for more information on that, go to staymwv.com. That's staymwv.com. Jesse, what got you involved in Stay MWV as a young professional?
I was part of the leadership MWV class of 2016, so about 4 years ago. And each leadership class is charged with learning more and more about our community. So it's all about encouraging our young folks to learn how the community works, to understand who's who and why certain rules work certain ways, and also really understand what it means to sit on a board so that we, as our professional careers develop, can give back to our communities in by sitting on a board. And part of sitting on a board, of course, we know, is raising money for that organization. So each class is tasked with a fundraiser project. How that had been working before our class was that kind of the class sat and hemmed and hawed about the most valued kind of nonprofits here. There are so many nonprofits of value here. So there was an RFP process, and the class kind of raised money for whoever did the nicest job on that RFP process. But our class kind of kept circling back on this issue of the young people here, you know, hearing folks in our community over and over again say, there's no young people, there's no young people. What are we going to do? Who's going to take care of us when we're old? And talking about the reasons why there's no young people here. And we kept circling back on the student debt issue. And so we thought, hey, let's raise money for a student debt scholarship. Why don't we do that? And that first year we had 12 applicants, and their debt totaled over $700,000.
Wow.
So we had 2 months to throw this together, and people reached for it, and we totaled up their debt, and we said, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, that's the amount of money that's tied up here that's going away into, you know, Sally Mae land. What could we do to bring some of that money back here and reinvest it in our community and in our young professionals, make it easy for folks to put their roots down here? And so a small but really dedicated group of folks decided to continue that work into the next years, and here we are 4 years later, and I'm super proud of the people that we're working with. This is a valiant cause, and I'm very lucky to have young professionals around me who also care about it.
Well, it's Stay MWV, their student debt relief program. It is the application period, and you can also help donate or sponsor some of that grant relief. And for more information on that, go to staymwv.com. That's applications or donations, staymwv.com. Again, they're also going to be having a flatbread fundraiser for this, and that will be Tuesday, May 7th. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for being here.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.